More and more people appear concerned about the public health dangers posed by lead, especially to young children and pregnant women. Among the groups trying to move from conversation to action is the League of Women Voters of Milwaukee County. The group convened a roundtable discussion on Tuesday. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz says the two-hour conversation demonstrated an abundant desire to come up with solutions.
The League of Women Voters of Milwaukee County attracted a diverse collection of 24 participants, including representatives from the Wisconsin Division of Public Health, to the Interfaith Earth Network. But for most of their two-hour conversation, all I officially heard was, "That's because the League issued a ground rule. I was welcome to sit in and take notes, but not allowed official interviews until their conversation concluded." Their thoughts ranged from the need of health workers on the ground, qualified crews to remove lead paint and pipes, and funding to mobilize both. Karen Ordonance heads the Children's Health Alliance of Wisconsin.
Our belief is that we know the sources of lead poisoning. We know it's chipping paint on windows and porches is the primary source. We know it can be water. We know it can be soil, trinkets, toys, etc. And our focus and our resources should really go on removing those sources. Testing is important so we know where the children are and we can treat them, but until we devote resources to removing the source of the lead, we're not going to get very far.
Ariana Hones with Wisconsin Conservation Voters says the event brought together a room full of solutions, but she wants community members affected by the lead crisis to be at the table.
People are trying to work on this. They've been living with these problems for years and years and years. They all have the knowledge. We all have the knowledge in the city of Milwaukee. It's just a matter of resources, right? So people are like, we know that we need to be employing people to be replacing lead laterals, but we don't necessarily have all the funding to do it, right? So I think that there's, again, yeah, lots of solutions. Just we need action.
People lingered long after the roundtable, talking, sharing phone numbers and emails, including two people who on the surface might appear to belong to different camps. Robert Penner with Get the Lead Out Coalition has relentlessly criticized Milwaukee leaders for not coming up with a comprehensive plan to remove and replace lead pipes that deliver city water to tens of thousands of Milwaukee households. Penner was chatting with Health Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik, who inherited a struggling department when she came on board a year ago.
Well, it gives me hope because, you know, this is going to take a coordinated response. And, you know, there's a lot of goodwill, folks doing things to make Milwaukee or the area free of lead, to protect families and kids. So the need for all of us to come together is extremely important.
Penner chimed in agreement.
It's just great to see that there is this recognition, this renewed recognition coming from not just the city, but other groups that this is a solvable problem, that we can eliminate lead as a hazard in Milwaukee. And it's great to see, you know, some collective responsibility being taken and just the presence of community oversight and community coordination coming in with this health commission.
and the board of health.
Yes. Right.
They're talking about Milwaukee's new board of health. Kowalik says it will come up with a comprehensive lead removal plan Milwaukee has lacked. The board meets next month on November 12th. Kowalik and Penner say the community can and should be part of coming up with solutions. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.